Okay. Welcome, my friends, to another recording of Freedom Law School's weekly Freedom Hour. And tonight, I'm going to cover a somewhat of a common question that I hear, and that is a question of do people need to become a U.S. national and get a green passport that U.S. nationals get to not have to pay and file federal income taxes? So I hear this topic come up, and it's one that needs to be properly addressed. So I'm going to be addressing this question, and afterwards, of course, answer any question that you might have on this topic or any other freedom topic that is on your mind. So with that, folks, I'm going to start just momentarily. Ready to go back there? Okay, let's do it. Should you, a U.S. national, and get a green American passport in order for you to not have to file and pay federal income taxes? That is a question that I will answer for you in this presentation. I'm Peyman Mutahede, the founder and president of Freedom Law School, which I created in 1996. Let's get to on my screen to address this very important question on how to be free of the federal income taxes lawfully. As you see, folks, this is the question that's asked of me. Should you get the green passport or the regular blue passport? I hear that the green passport is only for nationals and the blue passport is for U.S. citizens, and that people want to get the green passport as U.S. nationals to be free of the federal government's income tax. Well, first, before we go to any place else, let's go and define nationality, folks. You know, we look at online definition of nationality. We find, you know, many of these definitions out there. Folks, they all are fine. You know, it's not really a big deal. It's just someone from what, you know, place you're from, basically. So here it is. In this one that I'm going to show you from the Merriam-Webster, what does it say? It says, the nationality of Ireland is in her songs and her stories and her chronicles and traditional, you know. National status, however, specifically a legal relationship involving allegiance on the part of an individual and usually protection on the part of the state. Also, membership in a particular nation. Well, we all know that. Well, to get the clear answer on this issue, folks, we're going to go look up what the federal laws say about this, right? Because if you're an American citizen, the federal laws make issue very clearly plain for us to see. It's all reflected in there. But we're going to go look up everything right here. As you can see, this website is uscode.house.gov. And it tells you right there, this is the United States Code, okay, which is the general and permanent laws of the United States. Federal laws are all published here, and it is prepared by the Office of Law Revision Council of the United States House of Representatives, which is the lawyers of the House of Representatives. So, you know, lawyers of Congress. So you can go search for the title code and the there on the very bottom, jump to title this, section that. But I prefer to do is a simpler, direct way. Go and we're going to look up these sections right now. But let me tell you, before I go something in here. See, folks, there are 54 categories of federal law. They call them United States Code for short. These categories are also called titles. Title 1, General Provisions. Title 2, Congress. Title 3, President. Title 7, for example, is on agriculture. Title 11, bankruptcy, all these categories. Title 8 is aliens and nationality. And Title 26 is the Internal Revenue Code, the federal tax law. So all these titles are called United States Code, USC for short. So to look up any federal law, all you got to do is, as you see here, what I'm going to do right now is type in the title, for example, on this search, title 8, space USC for United States Code, space 1101 is the section we are going to look for, space house.gov. And I don't use Google. They spy on you. I use DuckDuckGo. It's a more private search engine. And here, the search result is right here, and I'm going to open that up. By putting house.gov at the end of your search, you'll get the official version from the U.S. House of Representatives Law Revision Council website. So here it is. It came up, 8 U.S.C., 1101 is definitions. And it tells you it is from Title 8, Aliens and Nationality. That's exactly what we are looking for. Now we're going to scroll down on this a little bit more. Here it is, Section 1101. And it says, as used in this chapter, and to define all kind of terms like administrator, you know, advocates, alien, they define every little thing, okay, in this chapter, okay, and this chapter, of course, is about what topic is general provisions under Chapter 12, Immigration and Nationality. See, nationality is here clearly defined. We go down to A38. And here it goes, folks. It tells us clearly that the term United States, except as otherwise specifically herein provided, right, when used in a geographical sense, of course, and that's the one we care about, geography and land it covers, means the continental United States, which is the 48 states plus Washington, D.C., Alaska, Hawaii, Puerto Rico, Guam, the Virgin Islands of the United States, the Commonwealth of the Northern Mariana Islands. Okay, very clear. We know what the term United States means, and folks, these definitions, you know, we have to go by them. Okay, Supreme Court has said, if they define it this way, you have to go with it. So we are going to go with what the law clearly shows. Now, we are going to go now and show you here the map of the continental United States plus Alaska. You see on the top left, Hawaii is on the, you know, bottom left. And here in this map, where's Puerto Rico, folks? Puerto Rico is the bottom right of this map. You see here's Florida. You see that? I'm going to zoom in again. Here we go. You see at the bottom right, Dominican Republic. And right of that is Puerto Rico. Okay. Now here I'm going to show you some other territories in the United States you never knew about. American Samoa, I'll show you. And Northern Mariana Islands. And as well as Hawaii momentarily. So here it is. China on our left. Australia on the bottom left. California in the top far right corner. I'm going to zoom out just one more time to see that. See, that's where we're at. We're zooming on this page. Okay, and as you zoom in a little bit more, okay, a little bit, one more less. Okay, oop, here we go. Now, on the top left, you see Northern Mariana Islands, okay? That's Northern Mariana Islands. On the top right, very corner top right, you see Hawaii, okay? And then at the very bottom, near the corner, bottom right, is American Samoa. These are tiny places. Okay, so if you want to look a little bit further, by the way, I'll show you for these a little bit later on as well. Now, let's go back to the federal law against Section 1101, A22. And here, the term national of the United States is defined. Goody, goody, goody. This is the answer that you all been looking for. What is an American national, right? Here it is, folks. The national of the United States means a citizen of the United States or a person who, though not a citizen of the United States, owes permanent allegiance to the United States. All right. Sounds strange. How can it be not a citizen of the United States, but owe permanent allegiance to the United States? Well, you'll see that momentarily. I'll show that to you. You go to further in the law in Title 8, Section 1408, nationals but not citizens of the United States at birth, which we are looking for, right? And it tells us that the following shall be nationals, but not citizens of the United States at birth. And the very first part clearly says what? A person born in an outlying possession of the United States. Ah, someone born in an outlying possession of the United States. Well, what are these outlying possessions of the United States? Well, we're going to further go down to this section. We're going to go down to Section 1101 again. Guess what? Under A29, the term outlying possession of the United States is shown. Now we know who are these people, you know, who are what? Who are nationals but not citizens of the United States, right? And they are right here. These people are people from means American Samoa and the Swain Islands. Ah, that's the people, folks, from America, Samoa and the Swain Islands. Let's look them up on the map. Where are they, okay? Here it is, folks, in that big map I show you. You saw the remember? Here it is, China on the left, Australia. Let's zoom in. Okay, on the bottom right is American Samoa. I'm zooming on that. You see that. Ah, there it is, American Samoa. Yep. And north of that is the Swain Islands. I think it's the Itina. Okay. Now here we go. I'm going to show it to you again. In this map, Swain Islands, where Samoa's at the bottom, is that red dot on the top center of this page. Yes. It's also called Etena. It's an uninhabited island. Nobody lives there. There it is. Yeah, tiny little thing. So basically, it's people from American Samoa who are not U.S. citizens, but nationals. That's the only real American nationals are those from Samoa. That's what it tells us, right? And this is what they look like. You know, that's right. So maybe that's the reason Congress didn't want these people to become American citizens. Who knows? That's a long history we don't have to get into, okay? And that's why you see Samoan man. You can tell by a dark hand. He's holding the passport that says the bear is a United States national and not a United States citizen. Yep. And this man, folks, guess what? Sued. That's right. In December 2019, this story says that the federal judge rules American Samoans are U.S. citizens by birth. Yes. This man right here, see that same thing around his neck? Yeah, with that. That was him in the picture. He sued and said, wait a minute. How can I be? I want to be an American U.S. citizen. Okay? You know, and he got the federal judge to agree that American Samoans are U.S. citizens and should be issued new passports reflecting that, okay? So this is the issue that, by the way, courts are right now in disagreement about, but the bottom line of the issue is that the only real nationals are from American Samoa. It's not you or me, Florida, Texas, or California, okay? So here, folks. Now, this issue of green and passport issue, okay? We're going to get into that issue in a little bit. Why do we see this distinction going out there, this history? Well, here's a passportinfo.com. It gives a little background of this issue. And it tells us right there in this paragraph, green passports were issued for just 1 year, from April 1993 to March 1994, in honor of Benjamin Franklin and the 20th anniversary of the U.S. Consular Service, 200th anniversary of the U.S. Consular Service. So that's when green passports came out for a very short time. In fact, you find this other website, yourmileagemayvary.net, okay? It tells us currently blue passports are for regular U.S. citizens, but the United States also issues passports for different colors. Like brown passports are for U.S. government employees, contractors, and military personnel. They are only supposed to use brown passports for official work, so they would have to have their regular blue ones for personal travel. Interestingly, diplomats are issued black passports, and refugees travel documents are light green. They look like passports, but don't indicate U.S. citizenship. They're issued to refugees living in the United States when they can't get a passport from their country of origin. So here we come, folks. Here is one of those travel documents that's green that those asylum seekers get in America. So we covered the issue of nationality does not affect your income tax thing. Okay? It's a non-issue. However, you still have to file and pay income tax. But for that, we have to go to Title 26 of federal tax laws, folks. If you remember, there are 54 categories. Category 26, Title 26, is the Internal Revenue Code. We're going to go in there for the answer. But before that, let's go first to 1040 U.S. Individual Tax Return Form, right? The term U.S. is clearly used here. What does that word U.S. mean? In this context, we'll be clear momentarily, but let's go to the instructions of the 1040 form, again, at irs.gov website. And on the instructions, on page 8, it tells us about filing requirements, right? Filing requirements tells us that these rules apply to all U.S. citizens, regardless of where they live, and resident aliens. Okay? Well, that being the case, the word U.S. is a very key term here as well. Let's see what we can find out by going online and typing for yourself, folks, 26 space, USC space, 7901 space house.gov. Hit search. Bam. There comes the answer. And open it up. And this is what you get. Folks, I want you to reproduce this stuff for yourself. Do it on your smartphone or computer. See, you can see the laws for yourself. You don't have to rely on me showing it to you. You can verify it for yourself. So here it is, folks. We get from Title 26, Internal Revenue Code, right? And here it is, Chapter 79, Definitions. Okay, so here we go down a little further in this section, and it says, in A, when used in this title, that's Title 26, that's federal tax laws. By the way, here is a paper version of the Internal Revenue Code right here. See that? This entire federal tax laws right there, Internal Revenue Code. In this tissue paper thin, tiny font, thousands of pages, okay? That's the same thing on the internet you are looking at, my friend. When using this title, the Internal Revenue Code, or otherwise not distinctly expressed or manifestly incompatible with the intent thereof, and they define all kind of different things like person, partnership and partner, corporation. Let's go down to A9 and A10. They define United States and states. And the term United States, when used in a geographical sense, again, that's what we want to know. What geography land mass does it cover, right? It includes only the states and the District of Columbia. All right. District of Columbia is mentioned, which is Washington, D.C. But how about the word states? Well, the term state shall be construed to include the District of Columbia also, where such construction is necessary to carry out the provisions of this title. Yes, we do need to know this construction to know that. So anyhow, it's basically, as you see, District of Columbia plus the District of Columbia is the same. District of Columbia. That's right. So the federal tax laws apply primarily, always, unless there are certain specific exceptions are mentioned for certain chapters or subchapters. The whole thing is written for Washington, D.C. The income tax is written for Washington, D.C. for Washington, D.C. citizens and residents. The word U.S. means Washington, D.C. So now, when you go, you see the word 1040 form. Oh, you see U.S. individual income tax return. That means District of Columbia, U.S. individual tax return. When it tells you in instructions on page 8 that these rules apply to all U.S. citizens, they apply to all District of Columbia residents. Wow. Why did they do it this way, folks? Why? Why didn't the law doesn't just mention the 50 states? There's a reason, okay? The reason is here, folks. I'll show you. This is the Constitution of the United States, right? We are going to go down now to Article 1, Section 8 that says the Congress shall have the power to. Let's go down further down. Ah, to this part of Section 8. They have the power to exercise exclusive legislation in all cases whatsoever over such district, which later on became the District of Columbia or Washington, D.C., not exceeding 10 miles square, as made by secession of particle states, secession of particle states, and the acceptance of Congress, become the seat of government of the United States. So this was written before Washington, D.C. actually got created. It was planned this way. And to Congress's authority over all places purchased by the consent of the legislature of the state in which the same shall be, for the erection of forts, like military forts, magazines, arsenals, dockyards, and other needful buildings. You see, guess what? The federal government has, okay, complete authority to over the Washington, D.C., okay? So that being the case, folks, they writ them off in for Washington, D.C. because they can do whatever they want to do in Washington, D.C., an extension of Washington, D.C., okay? In fact, folks, if you here's a map of Washington, D.C. or District of Columbia, as you can see, it's a small place, okay? And between Virginia and Maryland, they gave up some land, each of them, okay? That's where Washington, D.C. is now. And folks, and America is actually 50 states in a union. So technically, America is actually 51 countries. That's right. Florida, Texas, New York are countries like on this map you see. Here it is. Iran on the right side, Iraq in the middle, on the left, Israel, Saudi Arabia. These are all states. States are countries. You ever heard the term terrorist state on the news, the state of Israel? State is a country. That's why each state in America has its own legislature, governor, and judiciary system. They have their own sets of laws, their own traffic laws, their own marriage laws, the laws of, you know, with everything, land use laws. Every state in America is a country. That's why with the corona hoax, some states had lockdowns, some they had no lockdowns, like South Dakota never had one at all, right? Because every state is a country. In Europe, you have France, Germany, Italy, and many other states in a union called the European Union. And guess what? Everybody agrees France is an independent state country, so is Germany, so is Italy, but they're giving certain powers up to the union government, like immigration laws as well as common money are some of the two most common powers. Germany, France, and Italy gave up to the European Union government. America is the same way. States gave up in 1789 certain powers to the federal government, like common immigration rules, common money, common defense, and a few others. So America is 50 states in the Union, and the income tax laws do not apply at all in the 50 states with certain exceptions, okay? So again, you see the map, these are states. Look at the map. California has its own borders here. See that light color California? Okay, here's Texas is a country with its own borders. It's not a subdivision of the United States. This is the falsehood that teaches America. It teaches that like states are subdivisions of the United States. Wrong. The states in America created the federal government and created the District of Columbia for the federal government to have a home base. Okay? So, here we go. That's what you see in this map. The United States of America, all of these countries are united. Means United Countries of America. So, folks, to understand this low-income tax issue, you want to go to our front page of Freedom Law School. LiveFreeNow.org. This is your starting place. And I've been saying, folks, for a long time that there is no law requiring 99% of Americans to file and pay the income tax. And the video here, this 9-minute video, is the key, folks, for you to start understanding this issue for yourself. Click on it, and then click on the YouTube on the bottom right, and I'll take you to the version of this law, this video on YouTube, and I go through all this issue in more detail, in basic detail, not a lot of detail. And there's a playlist of few other videos on the right that come up, 5 more videos. Watch each of these videos, these short videos, and at the end of most of these videos, you'll also see the longer version if there's one on the top left of the page shows up. This video, for example, has on the top, let me see, a 54-minute more detailed version, 4 versions of it, which goes over things in more precise detail for you folks, okay? So you want to watch the detailed version of these videos also, okay, so that you will get a real good understanding. The key to your freedom, folks, is not the national citizenship. It's not the green passport. That's one of the many baseless legal theories floating out there on the internet within the freedom community. Good-meaning people believe that. Good-meaning people. But they're wrong. The only American nationals are the American Samoans. You from Florida, Texas, all the states of the Union are not American nationals. You are a citizen of your state and citizen of the United States as a collection of the states united at the same time. The same way a German or French men are German and Frenchmen and a citizen of the European Union. So with that, folks, I'm glad you took the time to educate yourself, folks. You are on your way, my friend, to find true freedom. Your love of truth has opened the way for you to be truly free of the income tax, deception, slavery, and robbery. All you have to do is to go to our website, folks, and the answers are there for you. Folks, you can do a live it for free yourself. Under education materials, there's a lot of good stuff right here in the first five tabs there. Check them out and then go to our petitions. You want to see our victories and more. It is there. So with that, folks, I give you my love. I hope you take the time to free yourself and like our videos, subscribe to our channel, and tell your family members and friends and coworkers about Freedom Law School to give them an opportunity to live free like you're going to be doing yourself also. Thanks for watching. Okay, let's go to your questions now. Let's see, should we put on the give the call-in number for people who have questions? Okay, you see the call number on the screen, folks. If you have a question, call 657-383-1755. 5, push 1 on your telephone keypad, and that will let us know that you have a question, and we'll get your questions one person at a time. Now, we have no calls at this time, I don't think, do we? We do, okay. What is the name of the telephone area code of the caller? 630 caller and area code 678. Let's see if we can. We may not be able to hear you guys on this. So I may have to hear them off my other computer and then repeat the questions for you. So hang in there, folks, okay? Let's see. The call from area code 630. Give me your first name only. And how did you hear about Freedom Law School? And then your question, please.
Good evening, Paymon.
No.
This is Perry.
Speak up.
Okay. This is Perry with a P. And
okay,
I
Perry.
Talked to you a few weeks ago about when you just about other countries and things along those lines. And then you had a great show about that the following week. So I appreciate all that information. That was wonderful. Question is in regards to, does our tax liability or expectations on us change if we do move to a different country? So we know that people used to have the offshore bank accounts and the Swiss bank accounts and this and that, and then the IRS has been getting more strict and everybody was given grace periods to report their secret holdings and all of this. Well, as I look at other places in the world, I've been warned by people that, you have to track all your taxes because it doesn't matter where you move, you will always be a taxpayer to the United States government. So I understand well enough what you say about your explanation with the tax code, Section 26, et cetera. But does any of that change if you end up going outside of the United States to other countries?
Okay. Let me summarize the question because you guys could not hear it. He's saying that everybody seems to know or see that when you go, outside the United States, they still come after you for income taxes, So What do you do? What's the solution, basically? Well, the key thing, Perry, to understand is that America is 50 countries in a union. Okay, here it is. Let me show it to you again. This is America, okay? So Washington, D.C. is the 51st government. United States, in federal tax law, Internal Revenue Code means the District of Columbia, Washington, D.C. All these decades, Perry, they've been deceiving you and me and everybody else, thinking that the United States for tax laws means the same thing as nationality purposes, that you believe, and I believe, and I am, and you are a citizen of the state and the United States, but not for tax laws. So nobody objected. Nobody questioned this stuff. You don't ask the right question, you're not going to get the right answer, are you? So that's been a problem all these decades. So you maintain your state citizenship, okay? U.S. citizenship, according to the nationality laws. Well, when it comes to tax laws, you're not a U.S. citizen. You don't reside in Washington, D.C. Therefore, you are a non-resident of Washington, D.C. You also are not from Washington, D.C. So whether you're from Egypt, France, Japan, New York, or Florida, you are alien to Washington, D.C. Yep. So therefore, my friends, okay, you are a non-resident alien with respect to the United States, Washington, D.C., as defined in the Internal Revenue Code. So you don't have to go outside America to Europe and other countries to be free and hide your money, all this stuff. Give me right here and be free by following the law as written by Congress of the United States. Does that help answer your question, Perry?
That's wonderful, and I wish I had money to hide, but just thinking long-term here, so as I look at other places around the world, that's fascinating that I could be a non-resident of Washington, D.C., whether I'm 1 mile outside of it or 10,000 miles outside of it. So I appreciate your explanation. Thank you.
You're welcome. So you want to go to our website, watch those videos, Perry, especially the first video, the longer version of that. I go over that issue in more complete, slow detail. That's the one you want to watch, because a short video there is pretty much what I covered here in this presentation now. So watch the longer video, and the longer videos will give you much better, deeper understanding that you're looking for. Let's go to area code 678 caller. What is your first name, my friend? And how did you hear about Freedom Law School?
Yes, hello?
Yes. What's your name?
This is Ken.
And how did you hear about us, Ken?
I've been doing a lot of studying on the fraud that's been going on in the United States corporation for about 2 or 3 years. So I have a specific question. Or maybe two, actually, the revocation of election to pay income taxes. Is there a specific form that you have to fill out? And also, number two point, how far can you go back? Can you go back 10 years?
Okay. Good question. Ken is asking for the question, for revocation of election, how many years can you go back and what forms do you need to fill out to revoke your election to become a U.S. taxpayer? Well, I'm going to do this topic in more detail in the upcoming weeks, maybe next week. But the good news is, Ken, you don't need to revoke any election. You never made a permanent election to be treated as a U.S. citizen, taxpayer, subject, slave. You never did.
Right. Right.
If you
but
ever filed
the tax
reform, it's a one-year act that you did every year is a separate taxable event. Just like each of your children that come from you and your wife, guess what? They're still separate human beings. So you never made an election permanent that you have to revoke it at all in the first place. Isn't that great?
So
easy.
That is great. But this is maybe kind of dialing in on this specific question. Being as, unfortunately, I've learned late in life, hopefully the younger generation will hear you and do their own studying. But the problem is I've already done, I've already paid taxes in, and now I'm retired as of this year. And I want to do, I would like to get my federal income, Medicaid, Social Security, FICA back, and then go after the state. I'm in the state of Georgia. And I've just wondered how far, I know I have to do it for each and every year, but I was wondering how far I could only go back, 10 years, or could I go back 20 years?
Okay. Ken wants, he's just retired this year, he says, and wants to go back and pay all the federal taxes that he was deceived into paying back. Well, I got bad news for you. It's not going to happen. Okay? They're just not going to do that. You can file a claim for a refund, and the IRS most likely will not give you no refund for any of the years, and then punish you $5,000 for each time that you submit a claim to get your money back. They will call your claim frivolous. Look, the court system is much more corrupt and crooked than you recognize. Okay? Look, Supreme Court one time in 1800 said a black man is not even a human being. He's like a cow or a sheep, a property of a human being.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Supreme Court of the United States approved of President Roosevelt putting Japanese Americans in internment camps. Supreme Court approved that.
Right.
Okay. Just recently,
right.
The Supreme Court refused to review the election questions that had come up. You know, or at least they decided they chose not to do that. They're much more political. So I would not go that way. It just wouldn't get anywhere. You know, focus.
But
Family forward, and your children and grandchildren, educate them.
What about the fact that fraud, there's no statute of limitations, and once you're aware of it, you should give notice that you have.
Okay, I'll address that. Ken says, how about fraud? You know, there's a principle of law. Fraud vitiates or cancels all things because it was all based upon fraud. True, but guess what? You know what overtakes that? Power.
No.
The gun. Abraham Lincoln showed us the power. The southern states want to leave the Union, and they did. Millions of people in the states left the Union, and with power, he raised the South, Lincoln, and murdered more Americans in that war, Lincoln's war of aggression against the South, than Americans died in World War One and World War II combined with a smaller American people population. So, okay, Lincoln, you did fraud. You took the southern states by fraud. So we're going to cancel that. We're all sovereign countries now. We can leave the Union. No, they're not going to let you do that. Same thing here. They're not going to admit, Ken, all you and American people, y'all deserve to get 30 years of the income tax you paid back. We don't have the money. We spend it. Where are we going to get the money from? Right?
Yeah.
They
printed out of thin air.
they were creating incredibly massive, hyper inflation that they gave you in the money that you in 40 years pay into the system, aren't they?
Yeah, it's worthless,
yeah.
Just about.
So, look, sorry, the way it is, Lincoln's War of Aggression is gone. World War One and Two are gone. Vietnam War is gone. We got to move forward, focus forward, educate your children and your grandchildren now, Ken.
Right, exactly. And we're not being taught that in the schools. We're being indoctrinated, et cetera. So what about teaching the people what an American is versus a United States citizen under the 14th Amendment, United States Constitution of the United States, which is run by the British Crown? Maybe we should all be joining forces together. I'm proud of you, by the way. You're very knowledgeable. And most U.S. citizens and Americans, there's a separation there, are not as knowledgeable as the studying that you've been teaching the people that will listen and participate.
Thank you. Thank you for your kind words, Ken. You know, Ken is saying that, you know, how about the
changing your political
the
status.
The fact that we are U.S. citizens, that's 14th Amendment versus state citizens and that issue, being free and all that stuff. Look, that issue does not affect your income tax, number one.
True, but it does
number
correct
two,
your political status.
Number two, there's nothing else either. I mean, I paid $800 back in 1993 for what you're buying right now to become a sovereign state citizen under a guy named Richard McDonald in Los Angeles, California. I became one of his top state citizen service centers that I taught other people to do the same thing, and I found out later on I was wrong. All the stuff you heard in the last 2 years, Ken, a lot of it is a bunch of baseless legal theories. You've always been a state citizen. You've always been that.
Well, an American national or a state
and
citizen, yeah, an American
Washington
national.
Versus the United States as well, my friend. So let me finish, okay? You've been both.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to do anything. You always will be a citizen of your state and a citizen of the union called the United States. And that's not a trick question, because remember, under the nationality laws of the United States, you are recognized. Here we go. Look at this on my screen, okay? The word United States means from the continental United States. Does that mean you're no longer a Georgia citizen? Of course you are. You are a Georgia citizen. Here we go. Okay, at the same time that you're a United States. Doesn't take you from that at all. Okay? So you don't have to do anything. All the stuff, you have to do something to defend your sovereignty and status and citizenship is basically false. Don't go for that. I went for that for the first couple of years, and I got out of it. Congratulations. Now you got to be in law school and learn that all that stuff is useless information, will not get you anywhere. Now what I want you to do is to go back to those people who got you into those websites that talk about the U.S. corporation emphasis, the citizenship status emphasis, and UCC and Admiralty, Yellow Fringe, statutory courts and jurisdiction versus common law court and banks of the United States. You name it all capital letters, which is all debt, corporate fictional entity, straw man, redemption, expatriation, repatriation. Now do zip code on your mail, on all stuff.
Right.
Tell all the people.
Care of
stop
the
that.
Address. Real estate.
Now do zip code on your mail.
Is
address.
King's
care
estate.
Of. In front of. Put non-domestic at the mail. At the end, or not with zip code, they all make no difference.
Have you ever heard of AmericanStatesAssembly.net? All 50
states.
Have
I heard of AmericanStatesAssembly.net? Not that exact.
Yeah, check it out. AmericanStatesAssembly.net. That's the American government. There's three parts of our government. One's run by the British Crown. The other's run by the Vatican. And the American states has not been in session since 1860 up until 2020, October
of
2020.
Ken,
all
Ken,
50 states are
right
in session.
This is, I'm telling you as a friend that loves you, this is garbage. I'm not trying to attack you then, but this is the garbage that keeps people in prison and use your bank account and use your paycheck. I've done, been with my friends doing this for 29 years. 29 years. Mm-hmm. Long before these guys came up, I've been around. You think they came up with this argument 2 years ago or just 10 years ago? No.
40 years.
40 years
ago. They've been working on it for 40 years. They've been researching.
And they're all gone. Why? How come all these guys that said this 10, 20, 30 years ago are gone? You know anybody that argued this stuff from 10, 20, 30 years ago, still around preaching? No.
Yeah.
But you see me after 29 years do this and not in prison. Why?
Yeah.
It's very simple. Basic logic. I know what I'm doing. They don't. That's what Richard McDonald did this back in the early 1990s. He's dead. Now he's success. Jared and Bill McCarty.
So how do you, let me ask you this. How do you keep what you've worked for, in other words, Federal Reserve notes, which is basically a bill of exchange or, you know, a unit of exchange. It's not real money. According to the American Constitution, which is the Constitution for the United States of America, not the other two constitutions, how do you keep your wealth that you've worked for when you're retired and get out of the taxes that are due, for example, on capital gains tax if you sell your home or something like that?
Okay, I'll ask you. Hold on. They cannot hear you. Hold on. They cannot hear you. He's asking, how do you keep your money, for example, capital gains from selling your house? How do you do that? They're very simple. You watch the videos I showed you, okay, at our website, okay, on the front page of our website, okay, right here. Start with this one on our front page, okay? And it doesn't matter whether you made your money, Ken, from wages, commissions, business income, or capital gains. You don't owe any money at all because you did not earn
it. Okay, good.
In or from Washington, D.C.
No privileges and benefits were received.
What kind of income it was. You did not earn it in Egypt, so you don't owe Egyptian income tax. You did not earn it in France, so you do not owe French income tax. You did not earn it from Washington, D.C., therefore you do not owe any Washington, D.C. or United States income tax. And the website of Anna Von Wright, Anna, I know her, nice lady. I've talked to her. But guess what? Anna used to call herself a judge. She stopped
well,
that.
Well, she is a judge. She's an Article III judge, which is elected by the people.
Well, where you get that? You're a judge. So she had to back. So if someone has a fiction of the mind that she's a judge, would you trust it with anything else?
The bottom line is the American government works from the bottom up. The people elect and decide that they're going to create the country of Georgia or the state of Georgia, the sovereign state. We didn't give up any of our sovereign rights. We just made
our
state sovereign. And we did the same thing with the District of Columbia. It's its own separate sovereign city state run by whom? What government runs
the
federal government of this? So who runs Washington D.C.? Who's the government of Washington D.C. or the United States?
Washington, D.C., Ken? I'll tell you. Good question, Ken. Here's the problem: the people of America and people of the whole world. You know, every human being on Earth that ever existed, he was born sovereign by our Creator. Long before the Declaration of Independence, a creator of universe and heavens gave each of us birth on earth as independent.
We have unalienable rights.
People. That's right. The Declaration of Independence simply just recognized the obvious. But the problem is if people have this slave mentality, you cannot get them not to want to be slaves. How many people do you know who voluntarily took the coronavirus because and I'm going to die of the corona hoax. And the double mask, the lockdown. See, how do people fill up football and basketball and baseball and hockey stadiums every weekend? And at home are watching the ball across the screen.
I know.
And the ball went from
it goes all the way back to Caesar with the Colosseum.
So that's so the politicians are, as you well know, are bought and paid for by the big banks, the corporations, who buy off the politicians with their money to advertise themselves to get the vote of the slaves. So what? I'm the better guy, and then the other guy just vote for me.
Mm-hmm.
It's a popularity contest. So that's the problem. The idiocy and ignorance of our neighbors, family members, people in our community who are very happy to be a slave and want, wonderful, big brother government, would you please take care of me and make me safe? Provide for me from cradle to grave because I need you. That's the problem.
But then you got the 13th Amendment.
Paper, we're also sovereign. Okay?
Yep. I agree with you. But you got the 13th Amendment, which stipulates
hold on,
that.
Hold on. I'm sorry. I got to get to other questions. This is not for discuss all this other stuff we got about 13th Amendment and 18th Amendment and 14th. I'm trying to help people at this Freedom Hour for free because I charge $600 an hour for my time. I'm a very busy person. And that first hour, $300. But here, I help people for free. I want to help you live free. Do you have any questions for you personally before I get to other people's questions?
No, thank you so much for taking my call, and hopefully the people listening will start to do some studying on their own and realize that they've all been fraud's been placed upon them.
Thank you, Ken.
And you're enlightening. You're enlightening.
Open the eyes also. Yes, sir. Do you have any other questions back there? Area code 714 caller and area code 718 callers. With questions. Okay, area code 714 caller, what is your first name? How did you hear about Freedom Law School? And then your question, please.
Yes, hi, my name is Guy, and calling from Orange County, California. I first heard about you. I went to an event you put on in Irvine, California in 2002, and I met you a week or so ago at the Red Pill Expo. And we spoke quite a bit. How are you doing, Paymon?
Very good. I'm sorry. What was your first name?
Guy.
Okay. Guy, nice seeing you again, my friend.
Yes, it was an honor meeting you, hearing you speak, and shaking your hand at the Red Pill Expo.
Thank you. Likewise, my friend.
Thank you. I have a two-part question. I'll try to make it brief. If you can handle them both, that's great. From like 98 to 2005, I didn't file, and then I, with somebody's help, I filed and got a offer and compromise, which I paid off. And since then, the bad guys seem to have my number because I've been audited multiple times since then, 2015, 2018, And I'm reminded of a comment that you make a lot, which is you're much more likely to be audited if you file a 1040 confession form. But now they seem to have my number, and I'm in a payment plan right now. And I wonder, is it possible for me to undo that payment plan without being, bludgeoned by them?
Well, you can undo it, but let me ask you some realistic questions, Guy. Okay, this question, sorry, yeah. Basically, a guy was a patriot. He met me in 2002, Freedom Rally. I did in California, and he met me again at Red Pill Expo in South Dakota at Griffin's event. You should go to redpillexpo.org, check it out. And basically, he went back in the system filing, with the threat and intimidation, and he paid him off, 2015-16, they've audited him, and they asked him for more money. He's making a payment plan. He's wondering if he would get rid of that payment plan. So to answer that question, Guy, no, you cannot get rid of it legally, unfortunately, because you filed a 1040 confession forms. You may be able to pay it off and get the money back if you did not handle the audit correctly. You probably did not. So that's something that's possible once you pay off the tax, and not all of it, just the tax part, not the penalty or interest part. But the other question I have from you is, how much does the IRS claim you still owe them? How much is your monthly payment plan?
They claim that I owe them, I think it's almost just under $9,000, and the payment plan is small. It's I think like $175 a month.
Okay. Look, the IRS really operates based on deception and fear to make you think they're all powerful and you're weak.
You got that right.
Okay. In fact, I'm going to have to go to my screen and show you this, okay? You go to the front page of my website under educational materials at livefreenow.org. Go to the IRS is mostly bluff, the second item there. Open that link in a new tab, and here it is. You ought to watch the videos here that proves that the IRS is mostly bluff, okay? And you need to call their bluff and be free of income taxes, you know. And really, you give up your power away by letting the IRS bluff you into filing 1040 income tax confession forms. These two videos, you should watch them both. Now, having said that, the IRS has only about 3,000 collection agents. American population is about 330 million. For every one of them, you know how many one of us is there? 100,000. 100,000 of us to one of their collection agents. They don't have the time and resources and people to come after you, especially for a small amount like 9,000, okay? So reality is IRS has been giving these smaller cases to collection agencies, toothless collection agencies who cannot go to your bank account or your job and take your money. They cannot do that. The IRS can, but they don't have enough employees to take your money. All these private collection agencies can do is simply send you a letter and say, would you please, Guy, consider making a payment to us. You can pay him or not. It is your choice to make. And I've seen IRS giving cases to collection agencies. The biggest one I've seen is a case of a guy, the IRS claims he owes the IRS $280,000. Yes, $280,000. IRS does not have enough agents to assign to a real live human being to go, come after the guy. They send the case to a toothless collection agency. So reality is, although legally you said you owe the money, in practice, if you decide not to pay him, 99.99%, the IRS is going to just leave you alone about that $9,000. Forget about it. It's just going to go away. That's my analysis of the overall situation you got.
Okay,
does that help you very much?
It does. Yeah, and okay. I have a part two if you have time.
Yes.
When we talk about taxation being theft and fraud, which it 100% is, usually we're talking about the IRS, the federal income tax. But would you also agree that state and local taxes is also theft and fraud?
Well, taxation by its nature is theft. I mean, you know, it's not something you agree to give voluntarily, something they take by force.
It's
coercion. And that's why the founding fathers put very strict limitations on taxing powers of the federal government. Okay, direct taxes have to be done through the states by dividing up or apportioning it among the states to collect. And it was done that way in the early 1800s several times. So, yes, taxation by its nature is theft. But we recognize that unless we have a government that each of us is a voice in and supports, you know what's going to happen? You have a situation like in Libya. You have a bunch of warlords, you know, who got money and guns, take over a certain area and say, look, this is my land. Just like happened in Seattle a few months ago with the Black Lives Matter. They took over the area with a bunch of guys with goons with guns. This is their area. What they call that area? They call it something, you know. And you go in and out of that land, they charge you money. They steal your taxes by force. To do business, you have to give them protection money. And you have these competing gangs. You have a choice to belong to. You could shop around in the free market of gangs to protect you. You could do that. This gang or the other gang I want to belong to and have them protect me. But you got to pay somebody something to protect you, because the reality is someone is going to try to subjugate and control and make you a slave and take taxes from you by force. So since that's the reality, the founding fathers chose, let's make our own government that we, the people, have a voice. We own it. It belongs to all of us. That's why we, the people, is the biggest words above the U.S. Constitution. Remind them, we, the people, are the owners and in charge. Make them make the taxes as small as can be, so stealing as little as can be, to make sure none of these criminal gangs will come and take over and make it terrible for us. So that is the nature of taxation. When it was small, people don't mind it. People don't complain because they realize, you know, this way we can control the bad gangs from taking over. Just like in LA, you have the Crips of the Bloods, right? Or MS-13. So it is that day, but what other choice there is? Back to having competing gangs. Does that help you with that question?
It does, and the words of Lysander Spooner ring ever more true. He said in the mid-19th century that
yes,
the Constitution
has... Hold on,
before
you go on, can I hear you? Lysander Spooner is one of my heroes. So is Frédéric Bastiat. If you're lost, it's core level one course. I read from his book, No Treason, The Constitution, No Authority. It is one of my highly recommended reading books, as well as The Law by Frédéric Bastiat, The Law, okay? So I am for all that. I believe that, but I'm just answering your question. Reality, we have on the ground what can be done, given, you know, why we have taxes at all. Yeah, you know, that's how it works. Do you have any other question? Because we have another caller waiting to ask a question. Is that all you have in mind?
No. Yes, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you for your question. Call from area code 718. What is your first name?
Marvin.
And how did you hear about Freedom Law School, Marvin?
I was doing research on mortgages and foreclosures. I was battling a foreclosure, and I've come across your website, which was still very helpful.
Badly foreclosure, came across Field Monster. Great. What can I help you with, Marvin?
Well, I got a question concerning the W-4. How should I handle the W-4 of an employer, you know, because sometimes you hand a W-4 in, maybe you put exempt down, or maybe you put, you know, you're not one of those U.S. citizens. Because on the W-4 itself, it requests that you check if you're a U.S. citizen or something to that effect. And,
Let me ask you a question. Everybody, Marvin's asking about a W-4 form. What do you do when employers force you to fill out a W-4 form to allow them to steal part of your money and send it to the IRS.
Excellent question.
One of the most common questions I ask is that. That's why Marvin Freedom also has a website, livefreenow.org. I keep saying this is the source of the answers to your questions. Go on livefreenow.org to petitions. Okay? When you on the right, click on petitions, okay? Open that link. It explains to you why you have a right and a duty to write your congressman to free yourself from IRS deception, robbery, and slavery. Okay? This video is explaining this process to you. Now, and then once you read about it, you'll see four petitions at the bottom of this page for you to download and send to your congressman. The second one from the bottom left is on tax withholding. Once you open that tab, this tells you exactly how you can stop your employer from withholding your money and giving it to the IRS, okay? There is, you know, it's all right here on this page, step by step, along with this video, how to handle this stuff. It all explains to you what to do on this page. There's a temporary W-4 exempt you may have to put on here, and that's fine. You may have to do that, but you write petitions to your congressman, and afterwards, when they do not refute you, they basically agree you are right. You contact your clerk to follow the law as written by the Congress of the United States. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Just follow the step-by-step instructions on this page.
Oh, okay. I mean, all right. I mean, it works for the local government. I'm an employee of the local government, so they should be able to follow that procedure. Okay.
Yes.
Now, what about the 1040? Should I, at some point, file the 1040, or should I resist filing this 1040 form?
There's no law. Again, he's asking about should he file a 1040 form, and again, look at this. There is no law requiring you, Marvin, to file income tax. Let me ask you, are you a resident or citizen of Washington, D.C.?
No, I'm not.
No. Are you someone who performs functions of federal public office?
No, I work for the local government.
No, you work for the local government. Then you're fine.
Yeah.
Therefore,
yes.
You're not required to file and pay income tax. So, again, watch this video on the front page of our website first, okay? When you push play on the bottom right, you can go to YouTube, click on that. And the video that comes up, it's the same video. However, when the video ends, on the right side, you see five more short videos about 5 minutes each that you ought to watch as well. And most of these videos, at the end of them, they have provided at the top left hyperlink to the more detailed full version of this presentation if you can understand why. You do not have to file 1040 income tax form either.
Okay. All right. Now, one more question. In the past, I have filed 1040s. And then I kind of refused to continue with the penalties and what have you that they were enacting upon me for not paying what the income tax say I'm required to pay. I mean, and then they add these penalties, like $10,000 in penalties for challenging their authority to force me to pay. Now, my question is, should I just try to negotiate with them at this point since I've already consented at one point, or am I able to continue a battle not to, pay them based on my status of not being a citizen of the Washington, D.C.
Okay, Marvin, you asked a similar question to the last caller that called, Guy, okay, and that is that you filed state for income tax confession forms in the past. Apparently, you still owe penalties and interest to them. You know, Guy owed the IRS for $9,000. You probably owe them some money like that as well.
Yes,
and you're wondering whether you should pay them half to. Well, like I said to the last caller, if you stop paying them, they probably will leave you alone because they don't have enough resources and people to come after small potatoes like your case. There's a lot of people out there, tons, that owe the IRS a lot more than you, and it's still given to toothless private collection agencies. What matters the most, however, is from here forward, no more 1040 income tax confession form. No more putting the rope around your neck, and then put the rope on the ledge, along with over 100 million Americans, hoping that the IRS does not take yours and doesn't hang you by auditing you, okay? That's the biggest thing, folks, and free yourself from that slavery act.
Okay. Yes, we're on the same page now. I appreciate that. Thank
you
very much. Okay.
My pleasure. Glad you called, my friend. Do you have anybody else with any more questions? Nope. Okay. I'm going to see if there's any questions online. Oh, we'll do a summary video. We got to do a summary video. Thanks for reminding me. Yes. But before I do a summary video, I think there were a couple of questions I saw that I think maybe I ought to try to respond to, folks. Okay. Because some of you texted. Let me see if I can answer some of your questions. Can you talk about this new one, IDDS, Silver Johnson says? I'm not sure what you mean by that one ID. And then, let's see. Hold on, let me go down to, though. Seen Crypto quotes the federal law, 18 U.S.C. Section 8. I'm not sure why that exactly quoted. What is that? The purpose of your question, I don't get it, what your question is. Okay. He says that for the purpose of federal income tax, estate, and gift taxes, property except under paragraph. Look, bottom line, you don't owe federal income tax. Why get into the whole money argument issue or anything like that? I wouldn't even go there. You don't owe it. You don't owe them gold, silver, Federal Reserve notes, or a piece of toilet paper. Okay? You don't owe them nothing. Doesn't matter what kind of money we have or we don't have. You don't owe them at all. Okay. All right. Fix Flash. Let's see. You need to call for your question. I'm not clear on what you say. Now, Scene Crypto says that only federal government can accept gifts and bequests. No. They can tax people, residents and citizens of Washington, D.C., as I showed you, because you got exclusive jurisdiction in Washington, D.C., and anything that comes from Washington, D.C., or from the federal government, they give the money, they can take some of it back. They can kick back some of that. They can do that. That's what it is, basically. Okay. All right. There's some discussion about Federal Reserve notes in there amongst you, which is fine. Roman asked about property tax and state tax. Property tax, you have to pay. That is authorized by state constitutions. Okay? So you got to pay that. And then the fact that there's no dollar signing from a property tax bill, that doesn't make a difference if it doesn't. Okay? Mine does. I don't have mine. I mean, the place that I live, they get that with a dollar bill. Doesn't make a difference. Okay. Let's see. You guys are talking amongst yourself, which is good that you guys are discussing things. Okay. All right. Let's see. All right. Okay. My camera is off at the other one. You're right. That's why I'm not going to the camera. Thank you for letting me know about that, Manuel. I appreciate your feedback. Thank you, my friend. Okay. Now, Edith has a question. Let's put the call number on the screen, please, so you have the question. The call number is 657. Benny, what's the call number? Let me put it on the screen for people. It's in the chat already. 657, what's the rest of it? 383-1755. Okay. So you got that. We're going to put that number on the screen also. Okay. Now, Manuel also says, pay mom, retired military pension, income is federal. Yes, it is. Your income tax on that. How about VA? Yes. That's also because you perform function of federal public office as a soldier of the federal government. You gain money from that. They can get kickback off some of that as well. Yes, your income tax on your VA money or federal pension. The call number, Edith, is on the screen, 657-383-1755. Press 1 so we know you have a question. That's the number, Edith. You got it, Edith. Yep, that's the number. Call in to that number, Edith, and I will take your call without waiting. Bubba, while she calls, I should tell you guys about Red Pill Expo. You all, folks, Red Pill Expo was really a great event with a lot of great speakers. Boy, you know, you don't get to see it. You want to watch it online. Here it is. Go to redpillexpo.org. Okay. The event was in South Dakota, June 5th and 6th. And look at all the great speakers that they had. Okay. Ed Griffin on the left, the old gentleman, he is the host. And here you see over 15 great freedom, health, and truth speakers and leaders that they had that you want to see and hear from. So if you haven't didn't get to go on the top of this page, folks, and I think you got to click on register or someplace here to get the recording of the event. You can get that. Okay. So, okay, let's check to see if Edith is on the line waiting to ask a question. May let's do that. Okay, let's see if Edith is there. She's not there. Okay. All right, guys. Give her time. Oh, we'll do a summary video. That's right. And then we'll do that. I'll do a summary video and then... yes. Then after that, I will. We'll see if Edith has called in the meanwhile. So, give you a minute, folks, to bring up the laws in front of you. Okay. Yeah, we have to cut a lot of stuff down to make sure. How long did the recording last, by the way? Yeah. No. Okay. No problem. That's all right. No problem. Okay. By the way, Benny, I don't think we need to add a U.S. Constitution part here that mentioned they can make all the needful regulations in D.C. I don't think we should have that. You know what I'm saying, Benny? Yeah, like they can make all the... yeah, okay. Not. Oh, that's the next paragraph. Yeah. Yeah, okay. Okay, yeah, that's the next paragraph. Okay, all right. So we already have it there. Okay. Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, I'll be in Texas at San Antonio speaking at a crypto event next. I'm speaking Friday or Saturday, I think.
Friday
I'm speaking. Yeah. I'll be there Saturday also. And but name the event, if you can get me, Ben, that'd be great. I'll
find it at Bitcoin Branches
US. Bitcoin Branches US or IO? Which one is it? I think
Bitcoin Branches US.
Bitcoin Branches US.io. Yeah, I'll be speaking there. I should let you guys know, those of you who want to come visit me in person, my friend. Here it is. Yep, that's right. Bitcoin Branches US.io. I'll be speaking there. Let me see, again, zoom in a little bit for you guys. So, yeah, I'll be speaking there at this event. So check it out, Bitcoin Branches US.io. Okay. I think I'm ready to roll with this just about. You see, folks, what I have to do, I have to go over all the stuff I'm going to be showing people, make sure they're all ready to go. Bam, 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 step by step. Okay. Okay. Make sure everything's in the short videos. We got to be very exact and quick to get the point real quick. Okay. Okay. I'm going to get started. Okay, here we go. Should you become...
Hold on.
Already?
It's not on you.
Okay. Let me take this off. Yep. Are we ready to go?
Put it on your screen instead of
Oh, yeah, that's right. It's on me. That's right. There we go.
There you go. Okay.
Should you become a U.S. national and get a green passport to avoid paying federal income taxes? I will answer that question for you. I am Peyman Mutahedeh, the president of Freedom Law School, which I found in 1996. To answer your question, let's go to this view of the green U.S. passport versus blue U.S. passport. And many people say that the green one is for U.S. nationals, not and U.S. citizens get the blue one. You should get the green one as U.S. national to be free of income taxes. Well, we're going to look at the laws, folks, right here, the United States Code, okay, which is a, you know, the laws of the United States. And it's prepared by the Office of the Law Revision Council of the United States House of Representatives. Let's look at the laws, see what the laws say about this issue. Under Title 8, Category 8 Federal Laws on Aliens and Nationality, okay, we're going to go down to Section 1101, okay, on immigration and nationality. And what does it say? Okay. Well, this section starts by saying, as used in this chapter, okay, they define all kind of different things. And we go down to A38, the term United States, okay, when used in geographical sense means continental United States, Alaska, Hawaii, Puerto Rico, Guam, Virgin Islands of the United States, and the Commonwealth of the Northern Mariana Islands. So entire 48 states and Washington, D.C., and every place else are all United States for nationality purposes. Okay? Now, we're going to go down to A22, the term national of the United States that people talk about means a citizen of the United States or a person who is though not a citizen of the United States, owes permanent allegiance to the United States. And who are those people who owe permanent allegiance to the United States, even though they're not a citizen of the United States? Well, let's go look further on the section 1408 of Title 8, nationals, but not citizens of the United States as birth, which says clearly that the following shall be nationals but not citizens of the United States at birth. And who are these people? We scroll down further. There it is, folks. It tells you on A29, on section A29, they're defined. The outline position of the United States means American Samoa and the Swain Islands. Why? Because the people that are not citizens are a person born in outlying possession of the United States. Yep. And those people are, as I said again, people from American Samoa and the Swain Islands. And American Samoan folks are these people that look like that. See, you are not American nationals. These people, they are the real American nationals. You, however, for tax purposes, are not a U.S. citizen either. Here's a 1040 form, tax form, calling for U.S. individual income tax. That's not you. It tells you the instructions of the 1040 form. On page 8, that these rules apply to all U.S. citizens, and that's not you either, because in Title 26, Internal Revenue Code, Federal Tax Law, they define these things, okay? On their Section 7701 definitions, when used in this title, the Internal Revenue Code, and the Internal Revenue Code is right here. There's a physical copy of the federal tax laws. Yes, there's a whole book that you see. When used in this book, folks, they define everything here, including the terms United States and states. States, when used in the geographical sense, includes only the states and the District of Columbia. And the term state shall be construed to include the District of Columbia as well, where such construction is necessary to carry out the provisions of this title. So you have the District of Columbia plus the District of Columbia. You still get the same District of Columbia. And why? Because the federal government, folks, in the Constitution, Article 1, Section 8, was given the power to, here it is right here, folks, exercise exclusive legislation in all cases whatsoever over such district not exceeding 10 miles as made by secession of the particular states and except that the Congress become the seat of the government of the United States, which later on it became. And further down it says they have the power to make all laws which shall be necessary and proper for carrying into execution the foregoing powers. So in D.C. they can do taxes any way they want. That's right. Because you see, America is not a country. America is 50 countries in a union. That's what the president gives State of the Union address once a year. These 50 countries, from California, Texas, and Florida to New York, they're all countries, and Washington, D.C. is the 51st country. Therefore, you are not U.S. citizens for tax purposes. And on the front page of my website, you'll see why there is no law requiring 99% of Americans to file for income tax. Go to livefreenow.org, our website, and watch this 9-minute video, which will start your journey to live free. You are not an American national. You are a state and U.S. citizen at the same time. Only American Samoans are the real American nationals. So with that, folks, don't go for the stuff that doesn't work. Freedom Law School has done this now for 29 years successfully. Follow me to freedom. Watch the videos, folks, and watch a more detailed version of this video in the description below.
That was a good rehearsal, but it won't work. You mentioned several times that we are not nationals, but you showed the law saying that we are. We're all nationals and citizens.
Oh, okay. Okay, I guess I rushed too much. I have to do it again. How many minutes was it? Yeah,
I think it was about 15.
Remind me, you got to be one of those time clocks, by the way. Second time myself. We got to make a note about it because we keep forgetting. Give me right, make a note, please. So I get one of those time clocks. Yeah, because that will help with that issue also. Okay. I have to start again, folks.
Take your time. You can spend 10 minutes on it and
we'll
be okay.
No, I need to do it in a short one, right? Get them into it more.
Take
something out, you said?
Yeah. Maybe the Constitution stuff. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's true. That's true. I can take that out. That's not necessary. Yeah, the Constitution stuff. Okay, I'll do that. Get ready?
Mm-hmm.
Let's start again. Should I become a U.S. national and get a green passport to avoid paying federal income taxes? That's a question on your mind. I will answer that question for you in this presentation. I am Payman Mutahedeh, the president of Freedom Law School, which I found in 1996. Here's the answer you've been looking for. Is this green U.S. passport the passport to freedom for you versus the green one for U.S. citizens, because then U.S. nationals get the green passport? So I'm informed. Well, let's find out. Let's go to federal laws. See, folks, here it is. The federal law published by the Law Revision Council of the United States House of Representatives. They published the United States Code, the federal tax laws. Yes. So we get the laws right now on nationality and aliens here from Title 8, aliens and nationality. Here we got Section 1101, which defines many things. Under Section 1101 definitions, we go down to A38, and the term United States is defined that, you know, when used in a geographical sense, means continental United States, the 40 states and Washington, D.C., Alaska, Hawaii, Puerto Rico, Guam, Virgin Islands of the United States, and the Commonwealth of the Northern Mariana Islands. Okay. Now, let's go down and to A22. The term national of the United States means a citizen of the United States or a person who, though not a citizen of the United States, owes permanent allegiance to the United States. Okay? So who are these people who owe permanent allegiance to the United States, although not a citizen of the United States? Here we go. Title 8, Section 1408 tells us, okay, the following shall be nationals but not citizens of the United States at birth. And one is a person born in an outlying possession of the United States. Well, what are these outlying possession of the United States is also defined, okay, under Section 1101A29. The outlying possession of the United States means the American Samoa and the Swain Islands. Yes, folks. The people you see in this picture, the Samoans, the Dwayne Johnson, the Rock, the actor, his relatives, they are the only people that are nationals, but not U.S. citizens, okay? So for nationality purposes, all of us are, as you read earlier, nationals of the United States and U.S. citizens at the same time. But these people from Samoa are the only ones that are nationals, but not U.S. citizens. However, when it comes to taxes, income taxes, look at this. The 1040 form talks about U.S. individual income tax, the tax form, and the instructions form of 1040 on page 8 talks about filing requirements and tells us that these rules of the 1040 form apply to all U.S. citizens. Well, who are these defined U.S. citizens? There's a special definition for them. We go to the federal laws, Title 26, the Internal Revenue Code, and Chapter 79 on definitions. Okay, we scroll down under Section 7701. Ah, it tells us when used in this title. What title is that? Title 26, the Internal Revenue Code. The entire federal tax laws are here. Okay, all the tiny font that you see in this book. Okay, when used in this title, folks, okay, they define things like states and United States. And the term United States, U.S., you saw in the 1040 tax form, when used in a geographical sense, it includes only the states and the District of Columbia. Well, then how about the term state? Well, the term state shall be construed to include the District of Columbia again. Right? So guess what? You have District of Columbia plus the District of Columbia. You still get the same District of Columbia. So United States means the District of Columbia. That's right. The entire federal tax laws, folks, belongs, most of this book, almost all of it applies to Washington, D.C. only. Certain chapters or subchapters may have separate, unique, different definitions, but it applies primarily to Washington. Now, in order for you to go and get educated more on this topic, go to front page of our website at livefreenow.org and watch below our heading. There is no law requiring 99% of Americans to file and pay income tax. This 9-minute video right here is the start of your journey to freedom. Watch it and afterwards with it. Then go back to our website under Education Materials tab. Check out the information there. And well, folks, you will be on your way to freedom. Live Free Now is the source for your answers. Watch the video below for a more detailed explanation. You are not a national, but not a U.S. citizen. You and I, all of us are U.S. nationals and U.S. citizens all at the same time. Okay? So that immigration nationality definition has nothing to do with taxes at all. So find your freedom at livefreedom.org. In the detailed video below. Okay. I think we're done, right?
Yeah.
You have a question from Diana.
Oh, yeah. I have
Diana says, I have a, let's see. She's on Social Security disability and would like to know if she has to file taxes in the state of Wisconsin where currently resides. You know, states have no authority to tax federal money. Did you know that? Yes, they do not. So no, you know, they don't have the authority to do that, so you're fine. You're on Social Security disability. You don't have to file income tax on that at all. Okay. Now, apparently, Editha called, but I couldn't hear her. She could hear us, but we're not able to hear her. So, Editha, I apologize to you for our technical issues. We are our regular technician out for the last few presentations. He'll be back next Thursday night. All these problems will be fixed, and I'm going to take your question next Thursday. Thank you for your patience and love. Listen to me. Try to help you guys out. So, come back next Thursday night. Tell your spouse, brother, sister, children, grandchildren, yes, as well as your coworkers and friends about our website, challenge them to open their mind to watch something incredible, to be free. Let your love of truth be your guide. Not the fear of Satan, but God's love. Let that be your motivation, your journey to freedom. And let other people, let them have a chance to be free. They may not take up the opportunity to be free, but, you know, you got to give them a try. Now, there's a question. Jeff Scott says, do I have to pay tax on capital gains from not, if it's not, only if you are a citizen and resident of Washington, D.C., or your money comes from Washington, D.C., then you have to pay tax on capital gains from stocks. Other than that, Jeff, you don't. Again, go to the front page of our website at livefreedom.org. So watch the short video here, okay? And then you go to the detailed, you watch it at the end of the short video. You'll get the longer version of it comes up on the top left, on this box on the top left, or below the description on the show more. Here is the full video. Watch that. That will explain things for you. And then, folks, if you have questions, call Freedom Law School. Our phone number is on the screen, 813-444-4800. Our volunteers are happy to answer your questions, guide you through our website resources to help you free you from tyranny, to be free. Now, Jeff asked, when should I sign up for your royalty package if I'm not going to file for 2021? Right away. We need to start preparing you right away for freedom. Here we are in the middle of 2021. The sooner, the better. Call our office tomorrow, and your questions, Jeff, will be answered in more detail. But someone who's here, the number is on the screen, 813-444-4800. With that, folks, thank you again for your love and take the time to listen and learn. I appreciate you doing that. I had to go scoot out here. I got to watch some video with my family, a movie called, what's the name of it called? It's a good movie. It's called Groundhog Day. Yes, Groundhog Day. So, got to go. Have a good night, guys. I'll be back with you next week. Thanks for watching.